fatal Walmart shooting. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Police in Evansville, Indiana, have shot and killed a man who opened fire in the store.
Police say officers are currently inside the Walmart and they're clearing the area. They have to go room to room, closet to closet, aisle to aisle to make sure there is no more danger there. We are being told they are tending to possible potential victims.
Fox's Trace Gallagher reports there is no confirmation of victims yet, but local media reports say the shooter wounded his old boss. The fatal shot fired on a movie set in New Mexico 15 months ago has led to charges against Alec Baldwin.
Mr. Baldwin had a duty at the base level to never hold a gun and point it at a person while pulling the trigger. But he also had a duty as an actor and a producer on that set to have the bullets checked or to check them himself to make sure that they weren't live.
District Attorney Mary Carmack Altwise filing two counts of involuntary manslaughter against Baldwin and Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who is in charge of guns on the set, for the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. President Biden says he's not concerned about a Justice Department investigation into classified documents found unsecured at his think tank office at his Delaware home.
I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do.
A Justice Department special counsel is investigating. The Supreme Court says its internal investigation into the leak of a draft opinion last year has failed to expose the leaker.
The court says 82 people had access to either electronic or hard copies of the Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade. 97 employees were interviewed, some multiple times. All of them denied being the leaker. The investigation also concluded that an outside hack of the court's internal IT system is highly unlikely, suggesting that this was indeed an inside job.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As expected, the U.S. reached its debt limit Thursday, the Treasury Department beginning what it calls extraordinary measures to forestall a potential default on credit obligations.
In Kentucky, GOP leader Mitch McConnell sounding confident that the U.S. will not default on its debt.
We'll end up in some kind of negotiation with the administration over what the circumstances or conditions under which the debt's going to be raised.
Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin offered to get House and Senate committees together to examine trust funds like Medicare and Social Security without getting rid of them, instead analyzing them in exchange for a debt ceiling hike.
Fox's Aisha Hosni at the Capitol. House Republicans have said they won't approve a debt limit increase without federal spending cuts to go along with it. One of the big cellular carriers says it's been hacked again.
For the second time in 2 years, T-Mobile has suffered a security breach and said hackers accessed data, including birth dates and billing addresses, for about 37 million of its customers. The company discovered the issue on January the 5th, but believes the hackers had access to its data since November the 25th. T-Mobile said it had been able to stop the malicious activity and is working with law enforcement officials and cybersecurity consultants. Currently, T-Mobile is notifying affected customers and believes the most sensitive types of records like credit card and social security numbers and account passwords were not compromised. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
A two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee has died.
He's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
David Crosby, a member of the Byrds, and then later Crosby, Stills, and Nash, died at his home Wednesday, according to his family, following a long illness. He had previously survived drug addiction, a liver transplant, hepatitis, and heart surgery. David Crosby was 81. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.